Let's pick up with Rhonda in Troy, Michigan, and she's got some spots on her. Are you there, Rhonda?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, she's got some brown spots on her face. Well, that's not okay.
No.
And how old a woman are you, Rhonda?
Well, I'm going to be 38 in 2 days, so.
Oh, you're really in the puppy zone here.
Yeah.
And how much do you weigh?
About 140 and 5'9".
Okay, so you're tall and thin.
Yep.
All right, well.
And they're quite large.
Okay, these spots are often called liver spots.
Yeah.
And they're called liver spots, but they're really usually not. These are hyperpigmentation spots, generally speaking. And, of course, really to know what they are, you probably want to have a dermatologist take a look and tell you exactly what they are. But we have often found they're correlated with dental work, silver fillings, unaffectionately known as mercury amalgams. These guys have often been shown to be a player in the hyperpigmentation spots. There are a number of things that are supposed to help against that. Number one would be green tea. And, of course, we've got a nano green tea, so you could concentrate 20 cups of the green tea into half a teaspoon. And so maybe taking a teaspoon would give you a good bit of muscle to promote the best state for those spots. Another thing that we've noticed is that sometimes a blow to the head, face, or neck, a nose surgery, something in these areas might sedate the healthy energy flow around pituitary and might also trigger some response like this. So it's another thing to take a look at. Help there nutritionally would be something like quantum adaptogen, maybe three of those at breakfast. And these would be really good starts. The adaptogen would be particularly indicated if indeed you were very tired or you wake up tired. This would be an important little guy to throw into the milieu. You don't smoke, right?
No.
Okay. Your husband, no one you live with smokes, do they?
No.
Okay, good. All right. So, because that can be a factor as well. Now, if my guesses here are not helpful, in the Michigan area there, we have a number of excellent QRA practitioners, so I'm sure that they have the expertise and the detective prowess to find what's the driver, and they can actually make every point temporarily strong, then stress tap a suspect like your tooth and see if the dark site might go weak. And then they can get an idea of what might help the body to get that back to center. Okay?
How can I get rid of the ones I have now?
Well, once we understand what's the metabolism, then it should be pretty easy to do that.
Okay.
Okay, but there are many etiologies. The couple of suggestions I've given to you are, you know, common ones, but still, you want to find out exactly what's going on for you because 38 is kind of early for that to happen.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for your call. And give me a buzz and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.